وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks be to Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، all praise and thanks be to Allah. Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped, Him alone deserves to be worshipped. رب العالمين, the Lord of the creation. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Malik al-Middin, the king of the day of the campaigns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the best names, the best descriptions, the best attributes. Tabarak wa ta'ala, we thank him for his beautiful names and descriptions, for all what he deserves, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of greatness and majesty. Then we send salam and salah to our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of humankind, the greatest of the creation. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. After that, brothers and sisters, welcome all of you, inshallah ta'ala, to this talk, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial. The talk is about how to have a successful marriage. This is second topic about the marriage. The first we had last night. I'm not going back to that. But now, after marriage, alhamdulillah, Allah bestowed upon you to have a wife. Allah bestowed upon the sisters to have husband. How you make your marriage, inshallah ta'ala, very successful. Marriage, inshallah, full of happiness and joy. Sa'adah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Arba'un min sa'adat al-mar'. Four is from the success of the person. From that, al-mar'atu saliha, a righteous wife. To have a righteous wife is from the success of the man. Likewise, having a righteous husband is from the success of the wife. So, how do you have it? To summarize, first of all, there are rights for the wife on her husband, and there are rights for the husband on his wife. That's mentioned in the religion of Allah, in Quran and Sunnah. Each one to know those rights. كلكم مسؤول وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Everyone is shepherd and everyone will be asked his responsibilities. So the first, the Muslim brother, husband, to know what are the rights of his wife that Allah will ask him on the day of judgment. Knowledge. proceeds the action, the statement. العلم قبل قبري والعمل. The knowledge proceeds the action and statement. Before you say, before you are, acquire knowledge. What's the rights of your wife, of you, of Muslim wife? Rights in Islam. That's one thing. Get the knowledge. Second, the same thing. The Muslim sister, where's your rights of your husband? In Islam, that Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. This is a religion. This is a responsibility. You married by the word of Allah. By the word of Allah. Istahlaltu furuj jahannam bi kalimati Allah. So, to know the other rights. Many Muslims do not know the rights. He doesn't know the right of his wife in Islam. She doesn't know the rights of her husband in Islam. And thereby, a lot of calamity and confusion and expectations take place. A lot of rights are denied by both sides, or one of them, because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. He wants his wife to do something he has no right for. She wants him to do something for her she has no right for. Her. If you don't do this, miserable life. So first, to know those rights. And second, to try to apply those rights, to act according to those rights. Having in mind and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything He legislates for our mercy, to mercy us subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is sufficient. Allah needs no one. Everyone needs Allah. Allah is Samad. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. It is us who are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. Allah is sufficient. So when Allah legislates, a Muslim husband should do this for his wife. A Muslim wife should do this for her husband. It's for our own interest. To have that aqidah, that sound creed, habit. Take it as a religion. Take Allah is doing favor for you. All those responsibilities, all those on you for your husband. It's not slavery. It's not taking your right. It's not pushing you to the corner. Nothing of that. It's your own favor. Likewise, the rights placed on you, a Muslim husband, for your wife, it's your own interest. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. So, to have this creed, sound creed, and act according to that. That's the key of the success of the marriage. Know the rights of the other, know your own rights, and act according to that. In detail, these rights are a lot. But what is the summary of those rights? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And Allah said, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The summary of those rights is that each of them, the husband, to treat his wife with good. With good, Allah said, ma'ruf, good. The Muslim wife should treat her husband with good. What's the definition of good? The people of knowledge said, is good in provision, is good in statement, is good in dealing with, is good in clothing, in housing, is good in serving. They say that goes back to the understanding of the people in that area. If a man is asked, If the people is asked, so and so, the man called Zayd, this is how he treated his wife. This is how he talked to her. This is how he profiled her. This is how he deal with her. This is how he react to her. Is that good? If the people in the area say, yes, mashallah, he treat her well, it is good with Allah. This goes back to the urf. If the people are asked, this woman, she treat her husband so and so. This is how she talked to her. This is how she respond. This is how she deal with him. This is how she react to him. Is that good? If the people say, yes, mashallah, what a good wife is. We wish we would have like that. She is good with Allah as well. And the opposite is true. Oh, he neglected her. This is not good. He shouldn't say this to her. He shouldn't do this one. He shouldn't do this. He's bad with Allah. Likewise. So ma'ruf, Allah said. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوف أَوْ سَرِّحُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوف is good. It's not my way, akhi. It's not the way I feel it. Very important. It's not the way I treat my wife, mashallah. The best somebody can treat. Not you. It's the people. If the people are asking how he treat, if they say he treat her bad, you did bad. Don't be deceived with your feeling. Don't be deceived with your judgment, with the judgment of the people around you. Al-urf. فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوف. And this ma'ruf, good, nobody can act good unless he is good. He has good heart. He says good word. He does good action. He's good. He has good manner. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خيركم خيركم لأهلي. Brothers, listen to me. The best of you, oh man, husband is the best of you to his wife. Not the best of you to who come to the masjid early than the other people. In this hadith, the best of you or those who marry is the best of you to his wife. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the best of you to his wife, to his wives. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never slandered one of his wife. He never said bad word to him. He never beat any of his wife. He used to provide with what he's able. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to consult with them. Messenger of Allah. Consult with them. Listen to them. Respect them. Advise them. Be kind to them. Understand them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's some narration, he divorced one of his wife. And Prophet doesn't divorce, except for a real reason. But he never hit her. He never said bad word to her. So, the best of you is the best of his wife. Wallahi, this is the reality. Some of us, mashallah, when we get along with our brothers in the masjid, in the area, smile to one another, very welcoming. But with our wives, the history is different. We don't even communicate with them. We don't even listen to them. That's not right. She should be the first one. The first one. If we are really doing things based on a religion, not based on emotions and feeling and culture and desire. We're doing things based on religion. Our wives should be the first. We are nice to them. We listen to them. Subhanallah. In authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dinarun. أنفقته في سبيل الله دينار أنفقته في مسكين دينار أنفقته في أهلك دينار أنفقته في أهلك أفضل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواية بالحديث معنى بالحديث A money, a dinar you spend to the jihad في سبيل الله which is the top of Islam. A dinar you spend to the poor, somebody who's in need. And a dinar, a money you spend to your wife, the one you spend to your wife is better. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. Who of us are thinking that way? You see a miskin, you see a poor, you remember your wife. She's in need, you give to her instead. وَفِي مُرَأَتِكَ صَدَقًا. Everything you put on your wife's mouth of food, halal food, is charity. Who of us considered that? What you give to your wife, she's in need, is sadaqah, is charity. How a Muslim thinks that he can be stingy to his wife? He should be very generous. Because in a way, so matters. Kindness. Sisters are suffering, taking care of kids, being pregnant, going through a biological situations, on menses. Non-stop work, in the middle of the night waking up to check that child is okay. Clean him, wash him, clean the house, cook the food, take him to the doctor, take him to school. She doesn't have time to sleep. She's a standby. She wake up any time the child cries to her. And you find this brother, the father of the kids, to him, all that is not there. She doesn't need anything. What do? You just at home. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who doesn't thank people, he doesn't thank Allah either. If you are not thankful to what your wife is doing, to your children, to yourself, you are not also thankful to Allah. The hadith says so. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. So be thankful to Allah then to what your wife is doing. Be kind to her. Be generous to her. Respect her. You are not better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know that. Everybody knows that. Even the kuffar knows that. Therefore, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consult his wives. Even a religious man used to ask him. Sometimes the Sahaba, he sallallahu alaihi give them command to Sahaba, and they understand certain way. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he consulted with his wife. And she gave him a suggestion. He applied right away. It's not one, it's not two. Consult with your wife. So be nice. Husnul khuluq, a good manner. Good word. No slander, no cursing, no threatening. Not throwing phone, breaking down. Doing this, not yelling, not screaming, let alone saying bad about her family, bad about how she grew up, bad about her image, bad about her food, stuff for her. Prophet Muhammad said, if his wife serves him a food he doesn't like it, he doesn't say bad about it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't hurt their feelings. So, yes, if there's mistake, if there's shortcoming, there's a way to correct it. There's a way to approach it. No need for yelling, no need for threatening, no need, oh, this, I'm going to divorce you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, threatening. La ya akhi, this convincing, this making the person understand. So, good manner. Provide her, take care of her clothing, her housing, her health, more important, her religion, her aqidah, her salah, her ibadah, her knowledge, with whatever you can. Facilitate her, advise her. For the sake of Allah, all that, sadaqah.
One moment.
All that is charity, sadaqah. On the other hand, the Muslim sister, a Muslim wife, if she wants a successful marriage, she should take the marriage as a religion. as an act of worship. Your husband call you to something which is not sin, and you are not able, and you are able, he calls you to that which is not sin, and you are able, do it for the sake of Allah. Yes, if you have different suggestions, different opinions, share with him. This is the way I see we should do it instead of this. He understands, fine, he doesn't, sami'tu, I obey. And I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. The husband is the leader of the house. He has to get that leadership. Don't challenge him. Don't compete with him. That's an Islamic life. The husband is the leader of his house. What he calls to his wife, which is not sin, was she able? She obeyed. If she has different opinion, she explained to him. But she leave the leadership of the house for him. He say, I make my mind. I am moving to Maine. I am moving to Texas. I am moving to Russia, to India. She suggests, you know what, that here is better because of this, alhamdulillah. He understand, he should understand, he should listen, he should respect it, he should consider to be easy, to be gentle. But to his assessment, you know, I must go to Russia. She must collect her stuff and leave with him for the sake of Allah. No, my mother said this. No, my sister said this. No, this is not the way I feel. No. If you have religion, obey. خَيْرٌ لَكِ That's better for you. Obedience is good. Especially what's necessary for the marriage to exist. Like a man called his wife to his bed, to his knee, she must obey. Many brothers complain about that issue. His wife is not answering to him. She's tired, she's easy, she's doing this, because you didn't do it, you didn't do this, you didn't do this. No. La ilaha illallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if a man calls his wife to his knee, to his bed, and she doesn't listen, the angels of Allah remain cursing her all night. Malakul yad'u alayk, yal'anuk. Yes, Allah, and yub'idak, ar-Rahman'anuk. Forgive what has happened. How are you going to succeed? Angel is cursing you. Allah's angel is asking Allah all night to remove the mercy from you, O sister, when you don't obey your husband, when you call him to that which he has right for it. Sometime a month ago, maybe a year ago, some sister, she lived the same house with her husband. She said to the people, I am married. But there is no real life. La yajuz ala haram, ma yasur. Regardless of your feeling, you feel his feeling. This is right. The same thing, brother. May not have a feeling, it's not how you feel, it's how the other one feels. You feel the right. You're locking somebody, you're holding somebody. Fulfill the need. Obedience. So, from one another, each one treating the other well with respect. If a brother, any husband, showed to his wife four things, inshallah, there's a great khayr in that house. Four things. Your wife knows you. You are generous to her. No extravagance, but really when she needs it and you have it, you give it to her. She knows that. She knows your wife, you are kind. You're really a kind man. She knows when she's through hardship, sickness, gave birth, going through a family issue. She's really in a problem. She knows, she believes you're going to be kind to her. She knows that. She believes that. Third thing, she believes Very important that you respect her. You listen to her. You respect her. You show respect to her. She is somebody. To your eyes, she is someone. MashaAllah. I'm a very valuable person to the eyes of my husband. I am beautiful to him. I am active to him. I am good to him. She believes that about you. You respect her. You are kind to her. You're generous to her and you love her. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. It's a matter of time until that woman, if she is negligent, she's those who are negligent, whatever the reason, is a matter of time, inshallah, until she turns around and she feels bad. How she treats you while you have these qualities. A man who is generous, a man who is respected, a man who is kind, a man who is loving. Likewise, the sister. Blessed the man. Sister, blessed the man. Sister, this is a good quality. Don't ask too much. Don't have high expectation. Have blessed the man. Don't burden on your husband. Be easy to him. Unless it's necessary, try your best to suffice yourself. Not too much demand. Every house you visit, you see a nice carpet, a nice fan, a nice light house which is tall. You're coming back to the man, oh, my friend's house has a nice carpet, why our house not? Yeah. Before I married, one of brother advised me, he said, the women who sell clothes and go around the city and they go, they knock the doors of the people to sell their product, the clothes. He said, don't allow them to come to your area. I said, why? He said, you leave your wife happy and you come to her very angry because of those women. I said, the problem is your wife. It's not those women. Those women, they sell the clothes they have. Why your wife, whenever she sees new clothes, whatever she sees, why she jumping over? Nah. Al-ghina, al-ghina, nafs, the richness of the soul. No, so the wife, she's not too much the man. She get what she get, alhamdulillah, she's thankful to Allah. This is a good quality I advise every Muslim to have. Try your best not to have, yes, you have right, your husband. But at the same time, try your best the man. Some women destroy their wife, their house, because of too much excessive demand, too much food, too much clothes, too much shoes for her, for the children. Man is suffering. لا يسول حالة. ما ينبغي. ما ينبغي. Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he came to the house of his son Ismail, who was outside. And he asked his son, his wife, about the life. And she complained. She complained, this one, this one. She doesn't know it's Prophet Ibrahim. She doesn't know it's her husband's father. She complained. He gave her a message, asked her to convey to her husband. She didn't understand the message. The message says to divorce her. He divorced her to obey the father. Another time he come, Ismail married another wife. The same question. The answer was different. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. He thanked Allah for the good life. Life style is the same. He give her this message. Convey to your husband. She didn't understand the message. The message says, keep your wife. She's a good wife keeper. That's the Prophet of Allah, Ibrahim. Accepted by the Prophet of Allah, Ismail. Conveyed to us by the greatest of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So a Muslim wife shouldn't have too much demand. Less demand. Try your best. especially when you know your husband is going through financial crisis. He lost the job. He lay off. I never forget when this brother come to me. He said he went to divorce his wife. I said, why, Akhi? Is there a problem? No. Now? No problem whatsoever. Now why you divorce now? When a problem takes place, I lose job, I get sick. She give me a hard time. She only happy with me. She only okay with me when I am running well. So I know when I get sick, I know when I lose job, I'm gonna suffer a lot. That's nice. Should have been the opposite. When you lose job, when he gets sick, when his financial strength, that's when she should support him. Don't worry about it. This is a part of the life. One day you have, one day you don't have it. Alhamdulillah, we do well. I'm trying my best. Calm down. That's what you should do. So, bless the man. From the things which contribute a lot to the success of the marriage, successful life, marital life, is the marriage secret. None of the two parts share their secret life with anybody. Ittaqillah, especially sisters, don't share your married marital life to your mother, to your sister, to your aunts, to your friends. Don't dismarriage your life. Only say good about your husband. If you have a problem with your husband, there's another way to solve it, not through that channel. Don't share your sister, your mother, grandmother, your aunt, your friends, the negative of your husband. Don't. Likewise, the brother doesn't share that with his friends, especially with his mother, with his sisters, with his aunts, he doesn't. It's between you. Try to solve it, to sit together, to take time, to be patient. Things which not being fixed tonight may be fixed after tomorrow night, after a month, after a week, after a year, it disappears. That year, be patient. I never forget this brother who told me, he may be here, I don't know. Most likely he's not here because of marriage issue. He's the brother. So he told me, he never forget that Imam Jazakallah Khair. That Imam Jazakallah Khair. Why? He said, if it was not Allah subhanahu then him, I wouldn't have married, I wouldn't have this son. You teach Quran, I wouldn't have that. Why? He said, first years. He mentioned the number of years, I'm not mentioning those number of years. He said, we were almost every week in front of this Imam. I want to divorce. I want to khulq. I want to divorce. He will advise us. This is not the way it should be. This is the way it should be. Until those years passed, he said, from that time until now, 17 years, we never disagree anything with my wife. Never disagree anything with my wife on the same page. But after suffering those years, was not a month, years. He told me more than 2 years, I don't want to specify again for a reason. So sometimes marriage needs patience. What you don't get tonight, what you don't get tomorrow night, what you don't get 6 months, you may get after that. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the Quran, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ فَإِلَى الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الْعَدَاوَةَ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. One person is disrespecting you, person is treating you, person is doing bad, and you're doing the opposite. And you're doing the opposite. You're easy, you're gentle, you're generous, you're advising, you're patient. It's a matter of time until the person goes back to his senses. Say, what? Where am I going to? So, don't share the misunderstanding which may happen, rather it must happen. Misunderstanding, miscalculation, misjudgment, different opinion in marital life, it must happen because two people are coming together. But how do you handle it? لا إله إلا الله محمد. How you handle it? Sit together in an appropriate time, not emotional time, not when you are mad, when you are angry, not based on no normal time. لا يرضى القاضي حين يقضي وهو غضبان. Don't judge while the judge is not allowed Islam to judge, to give a ruling while he's mad, while he's angry, because that affects your ruling. So calm down. While life is normal, everything's okay. My wife, listen, what you did yesterday, what you said that day, how you acted, shouldn't be done that way because of this and this and this. Let she explain her side. If she has a doubt, she misunderstood, explain to her. She understand, sometimes some of you is tougher, not accepting, you convey the message. Just leave it out. It takes time. The issue is solved. Be aware of to cut someone talking. Very dangerous. Your husband is talking to your Muslim sister, don't cut him talking, let him finish. Your wife is talking to you, don't cut her off, let she finish. Let she say what she wants to say. If she says something wrong, correct her. Likewise. And then issue to be handled in this respectful way, listen to one another, understanding. Sometimes husband and wife, wallahi, if you ask them, what is the real problem between you and your wife? He doesn't know. I don't know actually what she wants. Can you imam? Can you please ask her what she wants? Think about that. Wallahi, a sister is came to me not that long. Can you ask my husband what he wants? Yes, we married. I really don't know what he wants. I want to understand. Subhanallah, why? Why you didn't understand? Most likely because you didn't listen. You were not listening. A listening in which you want to accept the right thing if he says something right. You were not listening that way. Listen of rejection. If the person, the heart, doesn't want these things, it doesn't understand. The heart must be pure. You need to understand where the other person is coming from. You have to be ready to accept if the person says right. That good intention must be there. You know why the kuffar don't accept Islam, even though they read Quran, they read the hadith? Why they deviate? Ahlul bid'ah. They don't understand the books of Ahlul Sunnah because they don't look at it with good intention. They're just picking up, they want a confusion, they want a contradiction, they want their heart is not pure. Would they be pure? They would have. Bismillah ta'ala. So listen to your wife, listen to your husband, understand where she's coming from. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, it makes sense to her. If it's not important to you to address the issue, it's important to her. Someone asking a question, she says it's not important. He said, this question is not. I don't know even why you're asking this question. Akhi, it is to you. But for her, since she asked, it's important to her. Treat her, make her your, as they say, your shoes. Take her shoes. So this one. If this solves, alhamdulillah, things go. Everybody understands the same page. And inshallah, that's the most of the case. Walillah, alhamdulillah, al-min. Especially though both are religious people. Praying, since she takes hijab. She prays the five prayers, she loves salah. The man, he prayed the five salah. None of them has bad habit, no smoking, no cigarette, no music, nothing. The man is fulfilling his responsibility of providing the family. Mostly, alhamdulillah, for this cooperative and mutual sitting together and sharing and understanding, Allahu Akbar, the issue will disappear. If there's a main thing, it doesn't disappear, the second step, go to a third person, trusted person, who keep your secret for you, who is a middle person, like imam or a sheikh or a student of knowledge that both of you trust. Listen from both sides, not only from one side. Akhi, my wife did it, my wife did it, my wife did it. Oh, that's what she did, divorce her. That's not poor judge. No way. He must listen from her side. Rather, must listen from both of them at the same time. He has a concern, she addresses the same thing. And then if that middle person come to the conclusion that one of them is wrong, he must advise that person. Akhi, you're the one who wrong, taqillah. I come to you, you wanna come to me to advise you. After I listen from both of you, you're wrong. It's not mujamala. Oh, you know she's good, you're good, mashallah, you're good. No, I find out the problem, it is you. Yes, she has a weakness, she has issue, but you're the one who has caused the big one. Fix it. Likewise, sister, the problem is from you. To be upfront, fear Allah, fix this issue. If this house is destroyed, you take the responsibility. Alhamdulillah. Many times this thing, the person comes back because it didn't come from this past. It comes from a third person, personal trust. There's no conflict of interest. He knows, she knows why this person is saying to you wrong, what he getting from. He's not from her father, he's not her, he's not his father, he's not from family member. There's no reason he team up with you against him, against her. He's a middle person. Then now it's most likely people that accept it. Okay, jazakallah, I try. I know I have shortcoming. Jazakallah. Again, it happened. Second time, go back to the same person. Both sides again. Third person. If the third time nothing is fixed, all the time one individual is the one causing the problem. Now, go to her family. She go to his. Now, the issue her family involved, especially the father, the brother. The marriage issue mostly is handled by man. The nikah, the divorce. فَبْعَثُ حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا Mothers, barakallahu fihinna, they're very loving, they're very emotional, they're very kind. Sometimes they miss, sometimes, not every one of them, sometimes they miss long-term looking, aql, intellect. So, take to those original. In some cases, the mother is the best to go, not the father. Never make him involve your issue. In some cases, the origin is the guardian, it's the father. This is what I'm going through. I take my wife to this issue. This is how I handle. I take to that sheikh. This is what he says. Give him a call, listen from his side. Can you please, if she's wrong, advise? Can you, if I'm wrong? Somebody will say that, you have a proof for it. He will be very strong when he talk to that and he find out the same thing from the family. Now, if the family this way, sometimes the family, they don't agree with you. Don't take it personal. Don't say she's teaming up with her mother. He's teaming. No, no, no. We already passed that stage because somebody who is not from her side, from her, not your side, already make the ruling. So they're only doing what the other person said. Mostly, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen, this marriage and inshallah, fix it. Issue is solved, and the person find out it was wrong. And if the person insisted on, now the ruling comes for amsikuhunna bima'ruf, aw sarihunna bima'ruf. You keep her with good, and you remain patient, you are able. If not, you divorce her with good. You divorce her with good. No cursing, the family. No fighting, the in-laws. No problem with the in-laws. We are so close to divorce take place. No courts, no lawyers, no need. Let us go to a peaceful way. Alhamdulillah. It's not a personal. We are not on the same page. Have your life. I ask Allah to choose for you the best. Barakallahu fi. It's finished. And you find those people many times in iddah. In the divorce, one of them changes his mind. Again, the divorce, take three talaq. A man divorces his wife, he cannot make her out of the house. She's not allowed to leave the house. He's not allowed to make her out of the house. He has to continue profiling her until the iddah finish. Most likely 3 months. Around that, iddah is not months when the woman receives menses. That's fiqh issue. But the point is there's enough time. They live together. She doesn't take hijab. She's in front of him. He's talking to her. Things change and cool down. And he finally really needs his wife. She was really busy. She find out after digesting the information, she come to the consequence that the force already take place. The man, he did all this. He has all these people with him. Now everything inshallah changes. Or she go on his way, she go on her way, and he go on his way, and then now there are children, you find them taking care of the children equally. No problem. Because from day one, it was not a problem. It was just a lack of understanding. So this is just a summary. But what summarized again is good manner, is good akhlaq, is love, generosity, respect, kindness. And then understand one another. And if something comes, overlooking it, unless it's a big thing. If it is a big thing, take it back to a third person who will listen from both sides more than one time until he says to you, you're right, he's wrong, you're right, she's wrong. Now make the family involved. If it fixes, alhamdulillah, it doesn't fix in a nice way, everybody go his way. Make dua for one another, don't publicize. She was this, he was this, he did, la ilaha illallah. Never bring that. Never bring that. And by doing that, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this marriage, this family, they have, inshallah, beautiful life. And if it happened, Allah decreed very some cases, they separate with good life, with respect. No family boycott, no qila wa qal, no discrediting one, no bad. Have everything go smoothly, inshallah. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu to rectify us. Allahumma aslihna wa aslih zawjatina wa azwajina ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma aslih buyutana ya arhamar rahimin wa dhurriyyatina. اللهم يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك